Psalm 9. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all your wonderful works. So we got to praise God with all our heart. That's what he asks of us, all our heart, not just part of our lives, but our whole heart, and of our heart, our deepest being, not just on the outside. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O you Most High. When my enemies are turned back, they will fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat in the throne judging right, and you have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You've put out their name for ever and ever. So he says God sits in the throne judging. So it's not just that the day of judgment's going to come when Jesus comes back. As we go through life and people are mean to us and we do good things and bad things, God is judging right now. It's not that he's sort of looking somewhere else and he might just raise it all with us at the end. He is judging now. We are now in his presence. So we've really got to watch how we behave. Oh, you enemy, destructions are come to a final end. You've destroyed cities and their memorial, their memory has perished with them. But Yahweh will endure forever. He's prepared his throne for judgment. And he will judge the world in righteousness. He will minister judgment to the people in uprightness. Well, that is quoted in the New Testament, that God will judge the world in righteousness. And then Paul adds, by that man whom he has ordained. And that's Jesus. So he's saying that, yes, God judges now. But he will judge in the future when Jesus returns and the final day of judgment comes. And so he has his opinion now. He looks at our lives, he looks at what we go through, and he judges. And that is what he's going to then, as it were, state when Jesus comes back and the judgment seat is established. So it's not that there's going to be any last-minute changes then. The answer is being made now. So our behaviour, our thoughts, our heart is absolutely so important right now. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken them that seek you. They're wonderful words. They that know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, you've not forsaken them that seek you. Sing praises to the Lord. The Lord who dwells in Zion declared among the people his doings. When he makes inquisition for blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. So when bad things are done, it's God who goes round, as it were, sorting out who's guilty and who isn't. So we don't have to do that. We leave that to God. And he will always remember the cry of the humble. So it's so important to be humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer from those who hate me. You who lifts me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations are sunk down in the pit that they made, and the net which they hid is their own foot taken. Yahweh is known by the judgment which he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into the grave, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy will not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor will not perish forever. And the hope of the poor, ultimately, is the hope of being in God's kingdom. Arise, O Lord, don't let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. But that's what we've got to learn now, that we are only men, that we are so weak. That's so important to learn. And we don't want to have to learn it through being condemned at the last day. We can learn that right now.